So, gay son or thought daughter?
What's a thought daughter?
We have a very special guest today. I'm going to read a couple of her credits and credentials. She's from the hit TV show on the Cooking Channel, the Vinny and Ma Eat America, the Great Food Truck Race. She got mad credentials.
I know, she really
the
does.
The Great Food Truck Race. Here
she goes.
The show with Vinny. And she occasionally has made some cameos on the TV show Jersey Shore. I'm just kidding. There's nothing on here. This is the ad reads. No, this is Paula Guadagnino, Jaimo, whatever is here. Vinny's mom. Hi, mom.
Hi.
Keep the mic close to you.
I think it fell.
Oh, I think it needs to, do you know when it's screwed up?
That's good.
Just keep it like right close. Here. Yeah, right here. But no, actually,
they move. I always watch the people move the mic constantly.
Yeah. Like you this know? All the time. Yeah, I'm always doing that.
Even the professionals.
Okay, so Vinny's mom is here, Paula.
It's insane.
Yes. Do you go by Paula Jaimo or Guadagnino?
Usually both.
Okay, because Jaimo is your maiden name.
I never dropped
Ma.
It.
I feel like it's Uncle Nino all over again. Keep the mic super close.
Has Did he tell you about the Uncle Nino episode?
Well, I'm sure you watched it.
I watched some of it. I can't watch too much of Uncle Nino.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So Jaimo is your maiden name.
Jaimo. Paulina Jaimo.
Paulina Jaimo.
Ooh.
Guadagnino is my dad's last name.
Got it.
So you kind of like go by both or?
Yeah, well, legally it's Guadagnino.
Okay.
But I never dropped, for some reason, when I got married, I never dropped the Jaimo. Mm. I used to sign Jaimo. So my social security is Jaimo.
Mm-hmm. Can't let no man hold you down.
Yeah, you got to stay safe.
I kept it. My driver's license was always Jaimo. Mm. So I never had to change anything, which it worked, actually. I never had to change anything over.
Now, this is my mother's first podcast, probably, that we've been on. We used to do a lot of interviews together when we did like the rounds for our TV shows and stuff. But podcasting, first podcast.
First one.
Well, you listen to a lot of podcasts.
I do.
Really?
We send each other. Like, you know, your mom.
Yeah.
Conspiracy
Tim
theories.
Tim Dillon. Yeah.
Well,
Tim Dillon.
Joe Rogan.
I don't want to interrupt, but I was always a big talk radio. Fan. I never listened to music in the car. I listened to talk radio. So when podcasts.
Like Imus in the morning.
Like Howard Stern.
All of them.
Was one of them, but Imus before
it got
canceled.
But I'm a big WABC. You know, it was like a conservative. Anyway.
I was about to say conservative.
I know.
Like Rush Limbaugh, you know. Anyway. So I did that my whole life. I listened to talk radio. So and then. I didn't know about podcasts too much. And then remember that day we were driving and you put on.
Yes. I've had to like introduce a lot of people to podcasts.
I didn't know about them.
What was like the first that you introduced?
It was some Rogan.
Yes, it was Joe Rogan.
Did you like
it? We were driving.
It was about like, I don't know.
It was the other guy.
Who was it?
Oh my God. The heavyset guy.
Alex Jones?
No, not Alex.
Has glasses? Tim Dillon?
No. He was one of the first ones, and him and Joe Rogan. Oh my God, I just
Joey found, Diaz? I don't know.
Is he black or what?
No, he's white. He wears glasses. He's got a deep voice. He came up from, he was a comedian.
It could have been.
He's in his late 50s.
I don't know. But no, I would always put on like an interesting
Can't
episode.
Think
but like
of his name.
With the podcasting, like if I ever sent someone a podcast, they would never listen to it.
Yeah.
And I kind of used to be like that too. Like when I used to hear about Rogan, I'm like, what is this thing for 3 hours?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. But I would like trap her because like we'd be in the car going to the city.
Right.
And I would just like put it on in the background.
Also.
And then I knew like she was just going to start listening.
Yeah.
Also, when we lived on Kayla, you used to come upstairs to eat. Mm. And you used to put your phone and put on the podcast.
Yeah.
That was like the beginning too.
Well, I like getting my mother and like my relatives going like politically.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at the dinner table.
Red pill.
Yeah, I red pill everyone. Yeah. But if we're at the dinner table, I just like to start shit. Mm-hmm. So like I'll throw on like
I've been red pilled my whole life.
A podcast and stuff. Yeah, you always were like kind of alternate TV.
Well, when you come from another country and you know,
speak a little louder, Ma.
We came from Sicily, you know, and we struggled, you know, and I think that's where the whole conservative, like, and my father struggling, you know, with six kids and nobody spoke English, you know, and it was hard. And but my father worked and, you know, we all worked and nothing was ever handed to us, you know. So yeah. I think that's where that whole idea, like, of, I don't want to say conservative, but
when
like
we say conservative, morals, guys, we're not talking about QAnon. We're right. talking about just hardworking, right. family hardworking. Values.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Conservative. Exactly.
Sienna was going to be a preacher.
Oh, yeah. I went to school to be a pastor.
A pastor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's very religious.
Interesting. Okay.
Even though that only all came religions? Up like once in our conversation.
Well, I never asked me questions
do you,
about
do you pray?
Wait, all religions or just
Christianity?
Christianity.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Heavily in the church.
Because I was always a believer that, like, I believe in all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, we grew up Catholic, but when you look into them and, you know, you educate yourself, they're all basically the same.
They're all so connected.
It's all so similar.
But this whole podcasting thing, I get it because like when I was younger, she was always like listening to like some weird shit. Who was that guy?
Talk Joseph, radio.
No, Joseph Campbell.
Of course. My mentor.
Wait, who was he? I felt like he was like the original podcast.
Was
he the pyramids guy?
Yes.
Joseph Campbell was
the
like
the hero's return
guy that used to talk
he
about
was
like
a myth.
Mythology.
He studied mythology. You know, he was a philosopher. Uh-huh. You should really
Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, he was from the beginning. You know what it was too in those days in the early 90s. We didn't have cable, mm-hmm. so we had like just the like Channel 2. We had Channel 13, which was PBS. It was free.
It's still your favorite channel?
Yes, it was free, and it wasn't. What do you call that when they like cut them off? And it was free, you know, like they actually used to show like nudity. It was, I don't know.
Nudity on PBS?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was educational?
No, because it was
are you talking about the
non-censored.
Hot?
It wasn't censored. Yeah, yeah it was. And he used to have a show on there and he used to, and then I went out and I bought all his, at the time they were cassettes and I had my little cassette uh-huh. player. And I literally used to listen to him 24/7. Like he was always in my ear. Mm-hmm. And he basically, like he dissected mythology. And that's why I asked you about the religions because he studied every religion, right? Mm-hmm. Christianity, Hindu, Catholic, Muslim. And his thing was that they were all the same. Like when you dig, they're all come from the same plant, let's say, you know? So, but you have to listen to him.
I would love
to. He would probably like if he was alive.
You
like,
remember that?
Rogan would have him on the pod. You know what I mean?
And yeah. He's gone about 20 years now. Yeah.
You used to always listen to like weird, like that's the thing too. Like my mother's like a stereotypical Italian mom. Mm-hmm.
No, we had inspirational.
With the cleaning and the cooking and right. all that stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, she's also very artsy. My mother's an artist. Mm-hmm. You got to see her pictures she draws.
Really?
Maybe we'll superimpose them or something.
Yeah.
But she draws, you don't have any pictures on your phone, right?
I do.
You do? We'll show Sienna.
I would love to see.
But like, it's like this like weird, like you would think she's like tripping on acid
uh-huh.
because it's like all different shapes and weird, like it's like a DMT experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe after this podcast, we can start selling them.
I think that's why I started drawing when I was about 12. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we were from another country. I came here when I was 9. You know, we didn't have friends. We didn't go out. We didn't, like I had no friends in high school, junior high school, yeah. you know. But my personality always was kind of, I'm okay with being alone. Like I was always okay with being alone. Like my other two sisters, like used to like to go out and go to clubs and sneak out the window and, you know.
Yeah.
I was happy with my sketch pad and my pens, you know. Mm-hmm. And that
it's like
kept
you in the lab, you know, writing jokes.
That kept me
honest.
Yes.
Yeah. And even when I had my kids, like I never stopped it. I used to put everybody to bed, do all my cleaning, and I used to draw till today. I drew, and Vinny got me a beautiful table in the beginning, you know. I was up actually until 6:30 this morning drawing. But anyway.
She doesn't sleep.
Wow. Oh, that's.
Because, well, you know what it is, Sienna? When I start to draw, I you don't think. I don't know if you can relate. When you do something.
Artistic?
Artistic, I guess. Yeah. Like I was having a bad night last night, whatever. And I sat at my drawing table. It was about 1:30. And my brain shuts off. Mm. You know, and everything that's, when you see some of the pictures, you might not like them or whatever. Because I look at them now and I say, what was I thinking? Like, what was in my head?
Yeah.
True. You know, what was in my head? And whatever is in my head is on the paper. Mm. You know, so I can relate to, like, I look at my artwork. I have quite a few. And I can actually remember. Like, I was looking at one from 93 the other night. I sent Danielle. I had made one for Danielle. And I remember, like, I don't remember what happened yesterday, but I remember, like, what was on TV.
Wow.
What I was listening to when I was drawing.
It's like a timestamp.
I guess so, yeah.
That's really
time
cool.
Stops at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy. But like, that was my present. Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has to have, I always said, everybody has to have like an out. Everybody has to have like,
yeah,
a absolutely
balance in their life, you know?
Yeah. She was like a, you know, Italian or whatever, but also like, yeah, kinda like a little weirdo.
Yeah.
In a yeah good way. You
my
know?
Sister like, used to call me that, that I was a weirdo.
Yeah. Because that's what I am. So.
Well, you have a lot of me in you.
Yeah, you guys are so similar.
Yeah.
Well, we're born.
I'm an artist.
We're
too.
Born oh, the yeah day. He's a Scorpio. I had him the day after my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Before, I'm sorry.
I'm 11-11. She's 11-12.
Yeah.
How do you guys celebrate birthdays? Yeah.
But once he was born, my birthday went away.
Yeah.
So.
No. The next day after my birthday, I'm like, damn, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, happy birthday, Mom.
He had my birthday. He was my birthday gift.
Yeah.
Have you ever forgotten her birthday?
No.
I did that once to my mom. It
really?
Was horrible.
Sienna's really close with her mom.
I'm so close nice with my mom.
Like, weirdly close.
No. Beautiful. It was just me and her. Just, like, my whole
okay
life.
Okay.
Oh. Because the white dad left.
My dad left. I was her only... Like okay. I didn't have any siblings.
Okay, okay.
So we're like best friends.
Mm.
But 1 year I forgot her birthday.
Really? I'm horrible at birthdays.
Yeah.
I'll forget. It's like nothing personal. I literally will forget people's
I'll
birthdays.
I also see people post about people's birthdays and still forget to like wish them
yeah, happy yeah, yeah. I'm so selfish. Like during the day I'm waking up, I'm like, I got to get coffee. I got to go on a run. I'm like not thinking of whose fucking birthday. I don't even know what date it is. Because you know what it is? Probably like... It's
you asked me. It was like, you were like, is it your birthday?
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah. It's like that fame stunting thing where like you just are in your own bubble and so stupid that I'm like.
You're still 21.
Yeah, I'm still 21. I like, don't know what day it is. But you forgot your mom's birthday? And then what did you do? How'd you make up for it? I've done it to my dad.
I'm sure she didn't have to make up for it.
She was like a little, in the moment, I remember I was on the train and she was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, good. She was like, what are you doing today?
She was fishing.
She was fishing. Right. She was like, what day is it? I was like, Tuesday.
Yeah,
like, yeah. She was like, oh. And then I was like, what? She was like, it's like a special Tuesday. And then I looked at the date and I was like, oh my God, October 18th.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom obviously is going to forgive me, but she was definitely.
Of course.
Well, when someone's that airhead about it, you have to forgive them. It's not like I knew it was your birthday and I intentionally didn't wish you happy birthday.
Exactly.
I am just so stupid that I have no idea, you know.
Yeah.
I'm bad at all that shit. I'm bad at like, this is why like I do want like a girlfriend, because like I'm bad at like RSVPing when someone has a baby shower. Now with my show, like everyone knows having a new baby and stuff, you got to send a gift.
Yeah.
And you got, because if you don't go, you still got to do this and do that. And like, I'm just like, I can't be bothered with all this shit.
Like you can't send out your wedding invitations.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. No.
It's okay. That's small stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. That's not important stuff.
Do you want Vinny to get married?
Sure. One day.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is like,
I do.
I think people have like a stereotypical image of a lot of things that we're going to clarify and clear the air on today's podcast. First of all, mama's boy. I am a self-proclaimed mama's boy. I love my mom. But if I had to tell you guys the amount of fights I get into her, because my mother doesn't call me.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't answer my texts.
Wow.
And I barely see her. But people think that from the show and everything, we're attached at the hip.
Yeah. When you say barely see her, though, what are people going to think? You don't see me for months?
I mean, it goes a couple of weeks sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's quite often for...
Yeah. But I'm
when
saying
he said,
like...
That's what I said. When he says it like that, people are going to think you don't see me for years.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks.
A year maybe.
Not years, but... And I also don't mean this in a bad way. Like, it's like a...
And I don't text you because I wait for him to text me because he's always busy.
Yeah.
Like every time, like I do call, he's like, I'll call you right back, you know?
No, yeah. That's not so, true.
It is true.
So that's the first misconception is, you know, because like obviously like people like there's like that TLC show, what is it, like Smothered or something like that?
I don't know these reality.
He also really? Moved far away.
Can you
so.
Be like a co-host?
I know.
Like do some research? Like what do you do all day?
I don't watch reality TV. I'm always quoting these shows. I'm like, what?
I don't watch them either.
Yeah.
No, there was like one about like a mama's boy show. And like the moms were like shaving the guy's back and like just, you know, they got to be taking a bath with
his
mother.
How old was he? Like?
Like 50.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Like it was the height.
That's her man now.
Yeah, but that's probably a show.
It was a show, but it was a little bit of a heightened version of kind of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
People think you're like that.
They do based on like the Jersey Shore because like when my mom would come, she's like.
You're also 21.
I was just going to say that.
It was the first time that he left, you know.
She was crying.
He was 21.
She was crying when I was on my way.
Now he's 36.
45 minutes away in New Jersey.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were 45 minutes away. Oh, thank you.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You were so young. I think people forget that.
Yes, I was young.
You never left and didn't tell me where you were going.
Yeah, we still lived in the same house.
Of course.
When you were filming. Oh, you mean
when we started filming, I was 21. Like I lived at home.
He was home. Yeah, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
But we don't see each other. That I wish, you know, like right now, like she's staying over tonight. I'm taking her. I'm going to wine and dine her. We're going to go to Zero Bond.
Oh my God.
We're going to go to the rooftop. She has no idea what it is.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's a fancy place.
I've only been once and with Vinny.
Yeah. And then after that, I was like, burgers.
Yeah.
Deli.
Actually, though.
But no, now she comes into the city.
Is she from the Duffy or no?
The Murphy. The Duffy. Yeah, she's going to, no one's ever slept on the Murphy bed yet. You're going to be the first one.
You should give her your bed. And you sleep on them.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Don't say that. I will. I'll do
it. It was comfortable. The last bed too was comfortable.
Yeah. This is a nice bed. This is a guest bedroom. Murphy, yeah. It's not like a cot.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one was the sofa.
You can sleep on mine.
Yeah.
And then I'll sleep on
this. No, Vinny.
Esther, you know?
Mm. No, it's nice. I have the bathroom right there.
She likes her room. She has her little room.
My little setup.
Yeah, she's the only one that's ever... Oh, no, I think one more person slept over my house besides her. But yeah, she comes for a couple days. We hang out. Then she goes back to Staten Island.
You also have to explain that I have grandchildren the last couple of years.
She abandoned me for her
my
grandchildren.
My life has not been the same the past 4 years. You know, it's... My granddaughter was born. I lived with my daughter for 4 months, 4 years ago. And then with COVID... Everybody stayed away, and then she had my grandson, and I'm with my daughter a lot, almost like 6 days a week.
Is that the baby?
So
my mom helps her out a lot.
Yeah.
But we see each other occasionally. Okay, and then the other misconception is usually Italian moms have like, they're like forcing their sons to like get married, I think. Mm. Like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to meet grandkids and stuff like that?
I would never do that.
She's like never been like that. She's never been like either way. She's never been like, don't do it or do it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what your beliefs are on it. I'm like, at a certain point, I'm like, kind of want you to start doing it more. You know what I mean?
Really? Give me a time crunch.
Yeah. Like pressure me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Nah, I don't believe in pressuring anybody. Mm-hmm. I believe like in destiny and whatever's going to be is going to be. Mm-hmm. When the right time, everything happens for a reason. When the right time comes, you'll know. Like you can't plan those things. Mm-hmm. You can't plan it. And you'll know when it's the right person, it's the right time. And I trust him that way, like that he would, you know, make the right decisions, you know.
Yeah, like they never
complete trust with
whenever
that.
They ask, like, you know, if you have you ever brought a girl home, like, what does your mom think? Like, is she gonna be mean to them or something like that? I'm like, my mother knows that I'm gonna vet them first.
Yeah.
And if I like them.
And I haven't met that many, to tell you the truth.
That's great.
A handful, maybe.
Yeah.
In the past 15 years.
Wow. You wouldn't like update her on like a girl like for instance, that girl.
That last girl I did mention to her.
The new one. Okay.
I mentioned it. Soft launch. My mom. Yeah. But like it's not in the past I was more willy-nilly about taking girls to like just like a barbecue or something like that. And I'd kind of tell my mom, I'd be like, Ma, like, this is a friend. Mm-hmm. Because like it doesn't always have to be so serious. You know
and
what I mean?
I took them as friends.
Right. There's nothing never, wrong. But even if someone's gonna be your something one day. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I guess there's one way of looking at it where it's like, she's meeting your mom. It can only happen like 3 months in.
Yeah.
Versus like, I just met her a week ago and we'll see what happens. Yeah. I don't know. You know, what do you think?
But sometimes I honestly think that you can meet the mom really early because like, let's say it's just like weird vibes. You just get it out of the way. Like you don't.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your mom knows better than you. Like my mom has met. She's met dudes where she's like, Sienna, no. They're like, I just. Like one guy kind of like shoved me a little bit in a way that like I didn't fully notice. But
oh,
she
really?
Was like
physically?
Yeah. And she was like, I don't mess with that. Like if he's going to do that in front of me, it's going to get worse.
Also, it's a good like. It's a good like. Test and audition to see like how they react around your mother or your family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you kind of want to see that person. Like, I want to see like this person like interact with like my niece and
nephew.
Before
you catch feelings too, where you can just like cut them off.
Mm-hmm. And it's attractive if they do it well. You're like, oh, I like this person even more now. You know what I mean? It's like you go through like little trials. Like,
I've never been around anybody long enough though to... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you brought them to a barbecue and then I never saw them again.
There were a couple that like were lasted a little longer.
Never saw them again.
She's nice. My sisters are fucking mean.
Yeah, my daughters.
My sisters are fucking brutal.
There's Danielle and...
No.
Oh.
I won't say their names.
Got it.
Danielle's my cousin.
Okay.
Marianne and Antonella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Really?
Like the girl has no margin for error.
Oh my God.
Like it could be
give an example? Like if I showed up, they would be like
dirty looks.
Oh, it's like dirty looks. It's like you have to like work your way. Like they like normal people.
Right.
They like girls with like 9 to 5s and shit.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
no, like you know what it is too?
You know how you would hate everybody until then, you know?
Yeah. You know what it is too, I think? Cause with you, they have said it to me that they don't know whether they're with Vinny because he's Vinny. Because you know,
yeah, but let me determine that,
yeah. But they're very defensive,
protective, you know,
very
but
protective.
You still have to be.
I get nervous around them when there's somebody new,
yeah.
Oh my God, my eyes are on them, not on you know.
A lot of times, I won't even bring them around, they'll just mention it. My sister will be like,
nah,
that's why they want a girl who has like her own job. Probably like a 9 to 5, you mean?
Somebody independent, somebody.
Not like a model.
Right.
They don't want the model.
Reality show.
One time I brought this young model kind of girl. She wasn't like the worst. Like she was actually like used to like rescue puppies and shit. She was a cool girl. But she showed up. She does rescue. I don't talk to her anymore.
Oh.
But like we had like a little cute, like she came to watch a movie with me, my sister and Chris. And we went to the theater room downstairs. And Italian girl.
Okay.
You actually know who she was. I'll tell you after. But she showed up like in a G-Wagon.
Okay.
And my sister hated her guts. That's
hilarious. Wait, what's a G-Wagon?
The Mercedes truck.
Oh, yeah.
She had a white G-Wagon. Yeah, my sister fucking.
Good Lord.
Yeah, because your sisters had to work since they were 12.
Yeah.
You know, and
really
worked. Yeah. My daughters are hardworking girls, you know? So they don't let anything slide.
They're like, you got to pay the bills in Vinny's house.
Yeah.
But, okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today. But no, like, you know, so yeah, you never pressured me to find anybody. But at the same time, it's not like where it's the point where it's like, oh, like you can't have anybody because no one's going to be good enough for you.
That's what other people think as well.
Yes, that's what other people think.
No, I don't think like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think like that in life. You know, I don't think anybody's not good enough. Like, I don't know. Live and let live and give everybody a chance.
She really is like an angel. Like everyone loves her. She's so nice. There's not a bad bone in her body unless she's talking about Biden or something.
Yeah. No, I actually feel bad for him. But elder abuse. But no, I was going back a lot of times when Minnie does meet a girl and stuff. Uh-huh. Like Marianne will say to me, did Minnie tell you about the girl? Or, you know, Vinny has a girlfriend, but like sarcastic, you know, and I'll say like, oh, really? So what happened was not long ago, I said, I haven't heard from Vinny. I said in a couple of like
my mother's
week,
also
I
a pathological liar.
I haven't heard from Vinny.
Is your mother a liar?
No, she can't lie.
Okay.
I said, I haven't heard. Well, when he like says lies.
Yeah.
All right. I said, I haven't heard from Vinny. And I said, does he have a girlfriend? Like something, my gut, some, you know, you're the mom, right? Yeah. Something. And my daughter, Marion, said, yeah, he has a girlfriend. I said, really? How long? She said, 2 days.
God.
So like, what
but
about-
But like sarcastic. It's always sarcastic.
But my mother, she like conveniently puts things together. Like, so if there was another 2 week period of time where I didn't hear from her, there's been 1,000 of those.
Yeah.
But she's picking this one week period out and being like, oh, I don't talk to him because he has a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
No, but I...
My mom does that.
I felt something. It's I feel it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's like instinct. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Vinny's happy.
Wait a minute. I feel it. Talking to me.
I hope Vinny's happy.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what kind of girl would you... I know you're going to say. You can say whatever I want. But like, what kind of woman would you want to be your daughter-in-law?
Oh... I've never had a daughter-in-law, so I have a son-in-law.
You have a son-in-law.
And I love him very much. I do.
Good family.
It's the father of the baby.
Yeah. They're married.
Beautiful family. Respectful. Like I've never had a word with him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple years ago they got engaged, but...
Yeah, it's not like toxic or anything like that.
No. Good provider, hard worker.
So a daughter-in-law, you know. Does she have to be Italian?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
At me? No,
see?
But
I'm saying, see.
What nationality are you?
I'm half black, half white.
Oh, okay.
My mom's black. Dad's
no Filipino, nothing?
No, but everyone thinks
it's
the eyes. Yeah. You thought I was Asian.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't.
Really? It's because you've been with a lot of
black. Exactly. I was like, oh, she's black. That's why she's my new
girl.
She doesn't have to be. Yeah, Vinny likes black girls. I know that.
Yep.
Which is fine. I don't know if that has to do with coming here. because when we came to this country, my first, I had to go to school. Mm-hmm. And Deborah Daniels, she was this very tall, you know, black girl. And she was the first friend I ever had, you know? So I don't know if it has to do with that.
Well, we grew up like in a black neighborhood, like in Staten Island. Okay. We didn't live in like the bougie part.
Yeah.
Like, we lived in like, where it was mixed, melting pot.
Mixed. It was the North Shore. Everybody, it was mixed. But, and there were no tensions. There were no, everybody loved each other, neighbors, my mother's neighbors.
Because I think people think of like Bronx Tale, like the different neighborhoods and people battling, like the races.
Didn't have Mrs. White next door. She was half black, half white. Her husband too. Alcamina's grandparents live right next door to us. And we were so close, you know, always, you know, she used to come to the house garden with my mother. We never had that. We never had the racial thing, like, you know, so maybe it has to do with that or.
Yeah. Yeah. All the immigrants were struggling,
you know, but maybe it has to do with that. I don't know. But
we're also Sicilian.
Vinny could tell you. Yeah.
Uncle Nino said he was 15% black.
So I know because
I was hoping I was.
Yeah.
More.
You're like,
I want to do that thing, by the way, that.
But then China is going to get all your info. You don't listen to like Elon Musk and
I love Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I would love to meet Elon.
Yeah. You should get
only because he's so smart.
Yeah.
I like smart people.
She likes Elon Musk and Jordan Peterson, but Jordan Peterson's kind of going off the deep end.
I was Jordan Peterson's probably one of his first fans years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. But now he's getting all a little weird.
Well, what's his new thing?
No.
I don't know, but he's beefing. Candace Owens is kind of like calling him out.
Okay.
Candace is my girl.
Candace came back. Remember, she was got kicked
she's
off
back.
Daily
Wire. I saw something on Instagram recently that she might be on The View. That could be completely wrong. I can't picture her doing it, but that would be amazing.
That would be crazy.
They're talking about getting rid of a couple of people on The View.
Imagine Candace Owens
on
The
Roseanne
View.
Barr.
What, is she on it? No, she wasn't.
No, but
she was on it.
Roseanne Barr, no.
She was never on
thinking about putting her on.
Okay. Wait, making it crazier?
Crazier.
Like making it less. Like,
well, I mean.
Less political,
Candace Owens
I think.
Is a beast.
Yeah.
She will like eat
She's
them alive.
She's great at debate. Like the best at debating.
Yeah.
She's like,
I like Candace. Vinny turned me on to Candace.
Yeah. But Jordan was, you know, he was like fighting for free speech. But then him, like during the Israel.
Yeah.
Palestine thing. Everyone started. It was funny that like Israel Palestine like made people who were on the same side like not on the same side.
That's complicated. Vinny.
Like
that's
liberals funny. Agree with Republicans about it. Like it's crazy, you know.
Yeah,
it's complicated.
It's like, oh, we don't have to pick one side. We could just kind of all agree on different things and disagree, you know.
Mm. Complicated.
Anyway,
do they have to be Italian?
They don't have to be Italian.
Absolutely
they
not.
Have to be Italian.
They could be yellow, pink.
Yep.
Two legs, four legs.
Yep.
You know, I you said you're going to say whatever makes you happy, but it really is that, you know, it's whatever.
Yes.
But I would want it to be
a woman.
No, I've said that to him too. I, you know, I'm open
Well, I'll come out now.
You know.
So, gay son or thought daughter?
What's a thought daughter?
A thought is a girl that like sleeps around.
I wouldn't like that, Vin.
So gay son or thought daughter?
Gay son.
Million, well, you got it. I'm right
million
here.
Million times.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
No, I would like somebody that you have things in common with. Mm-hmm. Friendship, trust. And number one, I've always said you have to have respect. Mm-hmm. You know, love. You need love too, you know, but you need respect. Mm-hmm. And you know, it doesn't have to be love at first sight, you know, but once you have that respect.
It's like love kind of goes.
And you have to have passion. You know, you have to have that chemistry.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't have the chemistry, I think it's a done deal.
But mm-hmm. I always like, you know, a lot of times when. So people made fun of me. They're like, oh, Vinny just like, he's never going to find anyone that's takes care of him like his mom. So going back to the other stereotypical thing, like my mother doesn't take care of me. She does when I'm in front of her, mm-hmm. but I've lived on my own.
Well, you've been independent now for
a long time.
You had no choice.
Traveling. Since I'm 21 years old, traveling the world, doing the show and all that shit. And I used to kind of like scoff at that a little bit and be like, because I used to be like, oh, I don't want a girl
right.
like my mom, because right. I used to like thoughts yeah. that were bottle girls.
You weren't and thinking about marriage up with them. Yeah,
exactly. So now when you're thinking about, you know, now that like I've done pretty well financially, so like I have a nice place and I don't need somebody to contribute money like that.
Yeah.
I would like it if you want to work and
somebody independent.
Have your
not like like they can buy their own concealer.
Buy their own concealer. You know exactly. I mean? I don't want to be like, I have to go buy a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I have
yeah.
money, like, you know, but all the major things like the bills and stuff, like I'm not going to take, I don't need to take the money. So yeah. whatever. I'd rather you contribute by doing things like my mother, like, you know what I mean? Like you kind of come in and you make the place feel like my mother walks in the house, like everything starts to just feel nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She like starts like cleaning everything and straightening up.
That's
and
what mothers do.
Yeah. You know.
But it's rare nowadays. So when you do find it, it
I know
feels
after
good.
I got famous, I still keep doing it. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the girls on my show are very motherly and domesticated. And they don't have to be. They're millionaires.
Yeah.
But they like, yeah, Snooki has beautiful. A fucking, like her splurge is like a soccer mom van.
Yeah, beautiful.
And they don't miss a practice. They're flying around the country for cheerleading. They clean, like no nannies, no maids, nothing.
Oh, really?
But they're also in like a good position where they don't have they 9 to 5, so they could do that.
They can
but they still
it,
have it in them to right. to be motherly.
Absolutely.
Like that, you know?
You have to have it in
so those your, qualities are good. I mean, for me, not everyone, but not every guy cares about that.
You feel like it's a little... like it's a lot if like a woman just comes in, you barely know her and is already doing that. Like because I've read a lot of things in like relationships and like a girl shouldn't fully act like a wife until like that man's like committed to her because he needs to earn it. Like, yeah. like sense that she's going to be wifey, but not like I'm yeah. coming in. You want to stir fry. You know what I mean?
It's a fine line. I get what you're saying.
You have to like earn that aspect.
I get what you're saying. Cause I don't even want that to happen. And cause it almost feels like love bombing
yeah.
on the women's
exactly.
end. And then I'm like, I don't think we're going to work out. And like, she just is like, wait, but I just came in and
yeah,
made
I
you stir fry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like you kind of know, like when a woman is clean, not for you, but for herself.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of get the vibe that, oh, this is just like a buttoned up person.
Hot girls aren't clean though.
Hot girls, some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. A lot of them, that's my problem.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. So a lot of them come in and like, okay, so the good ones. Well, no, I'm saying like the good ones will like, if they just get up and they'll like use the blanket, they'll just like fold it real quick.
Yeah.
They'll like, you know, if they like are eating something, they'll be like, oh, like, what do you want to drink? Mm-hmm. When you're done eating, they'll just like wipe down the table. It's not like, okay, sir, you know, how do you want your closet coordinated? That's like a little weird, but just like knowing that you're clean for yourself is a good indication that you will do it in a relationship,
yeah.
I feel. And when and then vice versa.
Yeah.
When they're just slobs and shit, I'm
you're
just like
okay,
do I have to like teach you how to be an adult, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go off topic completely, I think. But, you know, with Vinny's father, we've had plenty of history. But anyway.
But they're separated.
Okay.
When I was going out with him, you don't know this, I'm sure. We went out, it was a couple of times that we had gone out. And it's something so stupid, but we ended up getting engaged, getting married. He let me in the car door. Maybe you won't think this of your father, but I got in the car and then I reached over and I unlocked his door.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I opened the door. Door test from a Bronx Tale?
I don't know. And your father said, oh, nobody ever did that.
Yeah, like a little selfless.
Oh, that happened in a...
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. If she does the door test.
Wait, sorry, tell me the door test.
Bronx Tale.
I never knew it was
you ever see
test?
Bronx Tale when the Italian gets with the black girl?
Now I need to watch it.
Of course you haven't.
But they're like little
this
signs.
This is why everyone hates
you know?
In the comments.
I know, literally. They're like, who's
that?
I like
to talk about
Bronx
to you
Tale?
About like fucking.
You never saw Bronx Tale?
I haven't.
Well, I won't watch it nowadays anyway, but guess.
She doesn't like De Niro because he turned into like a crazy.
He was my idol.
Left wing.
Who didn't
he's
love
a little
De Niro,
cringe.
But
he's a little cringe.
Yeah. Everyone becomes cringe.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, he has it.
I have no problem hating, like not liking Trump, but the derangement syndrome is crazy.
Oh, but it's too much.
So Bronx Tale, Italian guy gets it a black girl and, you know, Sonny, the mob boss is like, you got to give her the door test. You got to get in.
Oh, I remember.
Got to get in the car, and if she's she leans over and unlocks your door. This was before automatic locks, when you had to go like this.
Yeah,
she's the one. You know what I mean? And so if she's
unlock
not
it for him,
unlock it for him,
so he doesn't have to unlock it. You know, you just unlock the
courtesy. She gets in the car first, and
bro. This situation,
courtesy. Yeah.
Not knowing how cars work.
Well, you're too young.
Well, nowadays they don't have to do that, Vinny, because the cars open up on goes that test.
Exactly. You got to find
onto the next test.
Yeah,
there are different tests. There are different tests. No, but like the situationship that I'm in, like I ordered like breakfast and stuff. And like I looked and the breakfast was like bagels. They were like the tinfoil was unwrapped and there was like a little napkin under the water bottle. And like hers was set up too. So it was just like perfectly set up to like for both of you to eat.
She did it.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's so nice. It's so rare.
It was like there was like a napkin under the water bottle and your bagel was like propped nicely.
Yes, yes. Okay. It was like so cute.
Consideration, wow. You know. She
those little tiny.
She gave me a napkin. Wifey.
That's it. Literally. That's how low the bar is.
It goes both ways with guys too. Like guys.
Right. For you sure. Still need balance.
Yeah.
Just because they fold the napkin. You know.
Yeah, but I'm a giver too. Like that's my love language is acts of service. So all day long, I'm like, you know, buying you things and like little things, and I'm like trying to make your day better and easier.
Did you tell her about the girl with the shoes?
No.
Okay.
But that's like every just like a money hungry, you know, gold digger. Uh-huh. But that's like every girl. Like you don't have to like even. That's like the default, and then like the good ones, you kind of like, oh my God, I just found one that like gave me a napkin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I also
cooking is hard too. My mother's been cooking since she's a baby.
But you also have to have that in you. You have to like it, you know, because I have one sister who never cooked. We came from the same parents, you know, grew up same house, but one hated to cook her whole life. She was more of a career girl. I liked it. So you have to have that in you.
Yeah, I don't like cooking, but Oliver loves it.
Yeah.
So it actually works because he actually loves it.
Yeah, men cook. I love cooking too. Yeah, so I don't really, I hate
doing. You like to grill.
I like to grill. Yeah. I hate doing, well, you know, I make all my healthy recipes, you know. I hate doing the dishes.
Mine is like all straightened up, but he cooks.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. That's a balance.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't enjoy it. Like, I'll do it, but it's not like, I'm like, let me spice
But cooking kind of came back around in like 2024, I'm noticing, with like the influencer thing.
Also with like COVID, because you couldn't
eat
out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everybody became a baker during COVID.
Bread situation.
Sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Ma, what's your favorite thing to cook? Everybody. Chicken cutlets?
Chicken cutlet. I like making bread and pizza. I like working with dough.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
It's like an all day event.
It's an all day.
Oh my God. When you walk into the house and you just smell on a bread day or
it's
a pizza
day.
It's
an all day, you know, mission. Insane. Yeah. You know, it is.
And her and my grandmother, they still make homemade pasta.
Yeah.
And you roll it out, right? I bought you a pasta maker. You don't use it.
Yeah. I used it a couple of times.
My mother doesn't really use anything I buy her.
Yeah.
You got the golden gooses on today? I bought her those.
Yeah. I have good.
Show the camera.
No, I took them off because I was hot.
Oh, see? She doesn't even wear them.
You know why? Because I was so hot.
$700 sneakers.
Oh my God.
That's another reason why I don't wear them. I don't want to ruin them.
When I buy you something expensive, the purpose is to wear it. It's not to not wear
I have
it.
A scarf that he bought me like 5 years ago.
A Louis Vuitton scarf.
Uh-huh.
And I wore it once. And then I wore it a second time and I folded it up. And I, you know what it is? When you take care of your things, you know, you can't lose, you don't lose that.
Yeah.
Even if you have 100 of them. That's like, you know, I go grocery shopping. I still look for the sales, you know. It's
of course.
Something you just don't.
Yeah. We grew up very, very humble. My mother. Yeah. My dad was a barber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my mother worked in the diner.
I did over 20 years.
Is this like a movie?
Yeah. But my mother used to, she was a hostess.
Well, I was a hostess. We used to like, he used to come home at like 4 o'clock and my shift was 5 to midnight. So I never had to leave my kids with, you know.
Yeah.
Always left them with their father. So it worked out, but I had to work.
Yeah.
It wasn't a choice.
Yeah.
You know.
But the dinner was on the table, so she used to cook during the day.
I used to cook all morning, make bread, everything, leave it made. Then they used to have their snack after school, Burger King or whatever, their snack. And Stouffer's fried chicken.
So good.
Remember the
KFC?
Stouffer's, the frozen dinners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hungry Man.
Hungry Man dinners. Yeah, yeah.
Every day after school,
That's why
I have like body dysmorphia because like.
Those were his snacks.
Chubby. I was chubby and like I grew up just like getting food, like Burger King every day.
Yeah. I ate a lot of Burger King.
I was telling someone a story last night, like when. It's the saddest
those
thing.
Those weren't your meals.
No, I was telling, I was telling Mike Figgs. I never had a kid's meal in my life.
That's funny.
Because a kid's meal is, you know, a small fry.
Oh, like a happy meal? Never.
A small fry never. And six nuggets. Yeah. Okay. And never. The saddest. So my mom, we used to go to Burger King. It used to be like 2 8 pieces, two Whoppers, a large fry, double that. Everything, right?
Yeah.
So the saddest thing is when you're with your friend's parents and they have like a van of you guys and they all just get you like a kid's meal.
That happened to Mary and your sister.
That happened to me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, this is you.
That happened to you.
One bite.
Yeah. When I used to go with like all my friends' family, like James.
Yeah, but see, we never did that. Even if I had a car full of kids, I never got little meals. I always made sure they had everything.
Yeah. And one time John.
It's literally one bite.
So one time John stole, like he was walking around. I had like a kid's meal. Uh-huh. And I'm used to having like a feast.
Yeah, yeah.
And John just casually walks up and takes one of my six nuggets and just eats it whole.
And you're like,
I got up, I punched him in the back. I swear to God.
That's 50%.
Nope, that's literally my whole meal. My meal, you know?
Yeah.
That happened to Marianne. We still talk about it till today. And last time we talked about it, I was hysterical crying when she went with, but they weren't.
Yeah,
I mean, they took
it's
her
just
on
normal for Americans.
They took her
to
on vacation
like,
with them
normally,
right? They went to the Burger King, and they were young. You know, I don't know, maybe 8 years old, 9 years old. And Marianne wasn't used to that. And the father said, "What do you want to order?" And Marianne said, "You know, a piece double cheeseburger."
Yeah.
He said one thing. And Marianne said one thing. Am I going to order one thing?
Yeah.
But anyway, I said, he really did that. He made you only got one thing. Oh my God, I wanted to kill myself. She said, yeah. And she's 31 now, and we still talk about it. She never forgot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were always showered.
Now you know why I had to work.
Yeah.
She worked in the diner. I used to go there. And like,
would you eat there?
Hang out. Yeah, I would eat diner breakfast.
Ooh,
Staten Island diner breakfast.
Food. Yeah. It's just so homey. I love a good diner with like the coffee, the hollandaise.
That's what I miss about living in a suburb, like Staten Island versus the city.
And you kind of, you're like in the
There's no diners
moment.
In the city?
There's a couple
They're
little
so
ones.
They're so overpriced. It'll be like
$27
omelet.
Yeah. I go to Bubby's a lot in Tribeca, but that's like so fancy.
On Staten Island too, Vinny, now you can't, very expensive.
Yeah. What was I, before we have to wrap up soon, but so what was I like as a kid?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Truth.
Yeah.
But my kids, I never got reprimanded, right? No.
I never got hit.
But even your sisters, ask me if I ever laid a hand on my kids.
Have you?
Never.
Wow.
Or their father. Right? Daddy never touched you.
No, but I was good though. Daddy never touched you sounds crazy.
You know, you had a, you know, but we grew up like, you know, one look and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you didn't have to.
Respected.
But they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, Peter, not long ago about this because he always says, and even my sister-in-law, I have a particular sister-in-law always tells me, you don't know how lucky you were, how lucky you are. Because, you know, my kids never, it's real like that, you know. At least I didn't see it. They never cursed in the house. They never fought, smoked, drugs. There was never an issue. And I always say, I wonder, like in my head, I try to figure it all out because I have like, you know, family stuff. They do have issues with the kids, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always told that, you know, up until last night, I was told that by Peter. Yeah.
And we were the poorest ones too.
Yeah. We never had anything. And the other ones did well, you know, who had a pizzeria. So they did good, but we never had anything. I always had to work. And my kids, I don't know. I try to figure out all the time how nobody ever strayed. Nobody, you know, they were always home. I never had to say like do your homework or it was just I don't know, everything got done, right, Vin? Because Daddy, too, well, Daddy, he was kind of the disciplinarian. Yeah. You know, they had to be in bed by a certain time, and, you know.
And one more fact that we, so I was quiet, we grew up humble. You got to come back. We got to talk more, but also, I used to have a lot of animals growing up.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. They had a lot of pets.
They used to call us the Guadagnino Family Zoo. Oh,
yeah.
Because we had a whole... We had a lot of pets.
And we were the only family out of everybody that had pets.
Yeah, no one fucked with animals.
It's not usually like a minority thing to have a lot of pets.
Right. Yeah. So my family, my family, the Italians, like, didn't give, like, they didn't fuck with that. They were like, animals are outside.
They never used to come over the house.
Black people like
that?
Yeah. Black people like, no kissing the dog on the mouth.
No. My mom didn't come to my house for years because we had the dog.
Because she might see five dogs. I had a...
Or like a hare on, you know.
Yeah.
I had snakes, chameleons, I had a hedgehog.
Life has changed.
I could see you as like a chubby kid, like holding your snake.
My hedgehog and my snake. I
remember when you had the
sugar glider. I had the sugar glider.
We had to drive that thing. How many hours?
Well, I had to fly.
Were you finding these animals? Or
no, like I would buy them from like exotic
pets.
My favorite thing was going to like the pet store in Staten Island.
Wow. Well, because I never had pets. My father was a hunter.
Yeah.
And we had hunting dogs, beagles, but they lived outside.
Okay.
You know, But my husband.
And when we were younger too, like we would have like pet rabbits and stuff, but then we would end up eating them on Sunday.
Right, they'd be on the table.
Yeah.
My father, you know, he was a hunter.
Yeah.
They didn't believe in pet. But anyway, but his father always had a dog. Like the first time I went to the house, I wasn't that comfortable with the dog, you know. But then once I had my kids, you got that from daddy. Like, you know, with the dogs in the house.
Remember the cat? You hated cats and then you fell in love with Jay?
I hated cats. Oh, I never trusted cats. It wasn't that I hated them. I was afraid of them because a friend of mine got bit by her cat.
Yeah.
Bruce, his name was.
But then when you have your own, you start to like take
to then
it,
I fell in love with my cat.
Yeah. He was like, it was awesome. He was like a family member.
So maybe the pets kept you guys more like, you know.
the pets kept like us in check.
No, like, well, your father was very, you know, you got to feed them. They had to take care of their pets.
Yeah.
If they wanted them, they had to take care of them.
Teaches you responsibility.
Yes.
You know how this pod, I know this pod was good because it went by really fast.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
We're done?
Yeah, we have to be done. You'll come back and do it another time.
Oh, okay.
Part one, part two.
But part one, part two for sure.
Okay.
All right, Ma, thanks. Hope you enjoyed your first podcast.
I did.
And
I did do it again.
Yeah.
This was so fun.
I have so much more to say.
Yeah, I know. You should get your own. My mother should have her own. You should be like,
you
know what? Since everything happened with Jersey Shore, whatever, and, you know, and I started to get famous like Vinny, but then he cut off my Instagram. But anyway.
She didn't know how to use it. And
well, I had like 38,000 followers and then I kept looking.
No, because you kept posting pictures of like the kids and stuff. I'm like, Ma, this is
when I had my granddaughter.
I was like, Ma, this is like a public thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I didn't know. I had my granddaughter. I put a picture of my granddaughter.
People are crazy. They'll go on hers and see what she posts and be like, oh, like that granite looks like that. So I'm going to come to his house.
But anyway, that ended. My career ended.
Well, my mother gets recognized more than me. I can't walk around with her because of the hair.
Yeah, it's tame today. Here, people, because you know what they do? They look at him, they look at me, and then they look at him and they know.
Yeah.
It confirms it.
Yeah, you guys look exactly alike.
Yeah.
He looks like my brother.
Really? Is he single? I'm kidding.
Trouble in paradise. Okay. Bye, guys. Share, subscribe. Say goodbye, Mom.
Like, share, subscribe.
Bye-bye. And follow. I don't know if they can follow you on Instagram. We'll see.
Can you block it?
We'll figure something out. You need a cooking show or something. All right. Bye.
Banging.
Sorry, Remy. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.